Here in L.A., the city council is considering whether to raise the minimum wage to as high as $15.25 an hour. L.A. would follow Seattle and San Francisco, which approved $15 minimum wages in the past year. The spread of the higher minimum wage is a huge victory for labor unions backing the measures. But as Ben Bergman reports from member station KPCC, most people getting raises will probably never be part of organized labor.
The idea of a $15 wage first came to the public's attention in a series of fast food strikes starting in 2012. Those fry cooks and cashiers didn't just walk off the job by themselves. They were part of a multi-million dollar effort organized by unions. But none of those restaurants have unionized, and they probably never will, admits David Rolfe, a Service Employees International Union vice president.
Since at least the early 1980s, winning unions for the first time in the private sector has been a Herculean task. The political process provides an alternative vehicle.
And an increasingly successful one. It was voters who approved San Francisco's $15 wage in November and SeaTac Washington's a year earlier after a campaign led by Rolfe.
We can't be the movement that's just about us. The labor movement that workers flocked to by the tens of millions in the 1930s wasn't known for negotiating 500-page contracts. They were known for fighting for the 8-hour day, fighting to end child labor.
Rolfe is controversial among labor leaders because he's not shy about saying collective bargaining as we know it is dead.
Any model that shrinks for 50 years in a row in all 50 states is probably not part of the future.
In the mid-20th century, about 1 in 3 American workers belonged to a union. Last year, about 1 in 10 did, the lowest number in nearly a century. Still, though, Rusty Hicks, the new head of the Los Angeles Federation of Labor, says unions may be on their way out in the rest of the country, but not in L.A. 16% of the area's workers are unionized, a number that has held steady for more than a decade, something that counts as a victory these days.
L.A. is on the cutting edge of organizing in this country, from the port drivers to hotel workers and everything in between.
But it might not be in unions' best interest to be leading the $15 fight, says labor historian Nelson Lichtenstein.
In effect, what you have now is that SEIU, its hospital membership, say, or its membership working for the Department of Motor Vehicles, their dues money is helping to raise the wages of fast food workers and not their own wages.
Because unionized workers earn far more than the minimum wage. In L.A., an average of more than $27 an hour. Still, Lichtenstein says having a higher floor could be beneficial in future contract negotiations.
If you can raise the wages in those sectors which have been pulling down the general wage level, i.e. fast food or retail for that matter, then, you know, it makes it easier for unions to create a higher standard and then go on and try to get more stuff.
There's also the fact it's rare now for workers to stay in the same job their whole career, so people are likely to drift in and out of unions. Robert Matsuda is a studio violinist represented by the American Federation of Musicians. He's all for a $15 wage.
I might have to take a minimum wage job in the near future, so it might directly affect me.
Because even though Matsuda works for well above the minimum wage now, he worries that may not last. He's getting fewer gigs as more film and TV scoring work gets outsourced overseas. For NPR News, I'm Ben Bergman in Los Angeles.